This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio was shot dead after holding a rally in Quito on Wednesday evening. President Guillermo Lasso confirmed Villavicencio's death in a statement on Twitter, renamed X, vowing that this crime will not go unpunished. The 59-year-old centrist was one of eight candidates in the first round of the presidential election scheduled for August 20th. Lasso had said he had summoned his top security officials for an urgent meeting. Reading from the president's post, he said, "Organized crime has gone too far, but the full weight of the law will be applied to them." In the United States, in the western state of Utah, a man was shot by the FBI after he threatened U.S. President Joe Biden. The FBI was attempting to execute a search warrant at the man's home because he posted threatening messages aimed at President Biden on social media. More from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Sources tell the AP Robertson was armed at the time of the shooting. Court documents show on Monday, Robertson posted online he heard President Biden was coming to Utah and said he was planning to dig out a camouflage suit and clean the dust off his M24 sniper rifle. He was charged with three felony counts, including making threats against the president. Robertson also referenced a presidential assassination and made a long list of online threats, including against top law enforcement officials overseeing court cases against former President Donald Trump. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden on Wednesday moved to restrict U.S. investment in China technology to tout his push to revive American manufacturing. The executive order directs the Treasury Department to restrict certain U.S. investments in China in sensitive high-tech areas. This is VOA News. New York City wants more aid from the Biden administration to offset billions of dollars in costs for housing migrants. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
With thousands of migrants still arriving in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams is renewing his appeal to the federal government to help the city avert a budgetary crisis as expenses grow bigger and bigger. The city is now projecting costs to exceed $12 billion by the end of next year to help care for and temporarily house people coming from the southern U.S. border. Even as the number of people crossing the southern border has fallen, thousands of migrants continue to head to New York City. With the city's shelters near capacity and more migrants arriving, the crisis is unlikely to abate anytime soon. As of Sunday, the city said it was housing more than 82,000 people, including nearly 30,000 children. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wildfires have devastated parts of the Hawaiian island of Maui, killing at least six people and reducing most of one historic town there to ash. County of Maui Mayor Richard Bison Jr.
Our west side of our island, Lahaina area, was cut off. Only one road was able to be traveled in and out. Power was out to 2,628 Mahiko's customers. There was no power at our hotels or even at the shelters that we opened out on that side.
President Biden has ordered all federal assets on the island to help fight the fires. Niger's military junta met with two Nigerian envoys on Wednesday, offering hope for dialogue before a summit on Thursday with regional leaders that could end result in military action to restore democracy. On the island of Cuba, people who live there are accustomed to carrying around thick wads of cash. Cubans are generally skeptical of government efforts to force them to deposit their money into a crumbling banking system in an effort to curb runaway inflation and boost liquidity. The communist country is experiencing its worst economic crisis in decades. Double-digit inflation, rampant money printing, in recent years boosting the amount of cash on the street. Long wary of the country's poorly functioning banks, Cubans have in recent months embraced cash even more to avoid long lines and withdrawal limits at ATMs. The government, seeking liquidity, transparency, and greater control, last week announced restrictions on cash payments at businesses. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.